Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today. After this.
Authorized and paid for by Yes on 792 Inc.
This election day, you have an opportunity to help our Oklahoma businesses thrive, all while modernizing alcohol laws. State Question 792 is last on the ballot, but it will put Oklahoma's priorities first. By voting yes on 792, we're helping our friends and neighbors buy locally while keeping revenue right here at home. Grocery and convenience stores would be able to sell wine and refrigerated beer, and liquor stores could offer refrigerated wine and beer along with non-alcohol items like ice, mixers, or corkscrews. The best part? State Question 792 will help build jobs here in Oklahoma while providing more opportunities for local wineries and craft breweries to showcase their products. Together, we can help empower local businesses and grow Oklahoma's economy by operating under similar alcohol regulations as other states. Vote yes on Tuesday, November 8th. Remember, State Question 792 is last on the ballot, so keep voting until you see State Question 792.
Well, livestock futures turned lower today as traders held triple-digit losses in all contracts. The lack of volume in the market, as well as the limited support developing late in the week in market fundamentals, has created some cautiousness through most of the markets, allowing traders to step back from previous buying activity. Corn prices are lower in light trade. The December corn futures about a quarter cent lower. Stock markets are lower, too, in light trade. In live cattle, futures have continued to turn lower with traders focusing on sharp triple-digit pressure in feeder cattle markets, as well as general lack of buyer support moving into the complex. Nearby contracts have been limited to $1 per hundredweight losses, with trade volumes sluggish through most of the morning. Traders remain focused on bringing steady to firmer cattle trade back to the table by the end of the week. And in feeder cattle, sharp losses have once again redeveloped as triple-digit pressure continues to be seen across the complex. Most contracts are holding losses as traders quickly start to unwind gains seen earlier in the week. The lack of follow-through support seen early in the market and no new market direction from live cattle markets has left sellers unchecked as they quickly back away from the market today. Grain futures were mixed today following a quiet overnight session that again saw two-sided trade across the board. Corn prices were a little higher as December futures continued to fight to hold on to their 25-day moving averages. Soybeans posted modest gains as January futures held the 25-day moving average with a more positive chart picture, which encouraged a little buying. Whether that tone continues could depend on the ability of export sales to offset forecasts for a higher production in next week's USDA reports. Wheat prices were slightly lower as winter wheat contracts tried to confirm breakouts above their short-term downtrend. Spring wheat faces the opposite challenge on its charts after breaking support this week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.